But how could it be? Friends and teammates though we had been, I had never once considered Corrie fair game for dating. She had been a child, still in her teens. But that was, how many years ago? 4 years since I had left the factory for England and she for nursing school. Why, she was grown up. She had doubtless finished school and married by now. From being a little girl barely out of her pinafore, Corrie suddenly became for me a very adult woman who, if she was not already married, was choosing this very moment among a crowd of pushy, clamouring suitors. Within the hour I was in Alkmaar, driving down the street where Corrie's folks lived. We had often come there after the youth weekends, and Mrs. Van Damme would serve coffee and cookies while Mr. Van Damme draped the ceiling with smoke from an enormous meerschaum. I didn't know exactly what I'd do when I got to the house. Just look at it, I guessed. Make sure it was still there. Or go to the door. Mrs. Van Damme, I wonder if you would give me Corrie's address. But suppose it was Corrie herself who opened the door. Hello, Corrie, are you married? If not, will you marry me? I reached the house before I'd settled on a plan. And right away I saw that I wouldn't need one. The shutters were closed over the windows, the garden high with weeds. A lump gnawing at my stomach, I drove on to the factory. No, Mr. Ringers hadn't heard where the Van Dammes had gone. Corrie? Why, she'd taken her training at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Harlem. Might still be there for all he knew. No, if she was married, he hadn't heard about it. His eyes twinkled as he answered my questions. It'll be a lucky man, Andy, who marries that young lady. It was wonderful how much urgent business I suddenly discovered in Harlem. Bible stores to visit, church invitations I had inexcusably neglected, people to see. A wonderful city. From a filling station just outside, I telephoned St. Elizabeth's and held my breath while the receptionist looked up Corrie's file. Yes, the voice came back. She's a final year student. Miss Van Damme. My sigh of relief stopped her for a moment. Miss Van Damme is living in a private home this year away from the residence. She gave me the address and told me that the apartment was the top floor of a private house in the nicest section of town. The owner was a wealthy elderly woman, the lady at the hospital said, who gave the apartment in return for having a nurse in the house. After a search, I found the street and quickly spotted Corrie's windows high up under the eaves. The whole house was built like a miniature castle. Corrie's room opened onto a balcony topped with a tiny peaked turret. I parked the car down the street and gave myself up to daydreams. She was the queen in the castle, and I was a knight in armour. She was Juliet, and when she appeared on her balcony, I would step forward,